Jonathan, I talked to the other boys in the family, and they've told me that one of the things they remember is that they don't remember very much about Father being home a great deal, because the very nature of his work took him away. And yet, as they began to think about it, they could all recall some incidents, samples or vignettes of home life that they enjoyed a great deal. I guess I could ask you, what were the happy times you had with your parents that you recall?
Okay.
Look. Place while you're saying this.
Okay.
You're talking a little softer now.
Okay. Okay. I'll speak up a little bit.
Yeah,
one, I guess I remember, as my brothers do, that my father was gone quite often. And remember, in particular, I don't know why, but it stands out, one week when I was probably 7, 8 years old, we were living right next to the campus where one of the dormitories stands today. And during that week, I never saw my father once, although he's home every night. And I was home every day, but he was so busy with the school. It was during the summer, and he used to handle the conventions in those days, and he was always busy.
That's something I didn't know. I didn't realize.
Yes. And he was always busy working out the details, making sure that everyone had housing, that everyone had a place to eat,
sure.
Attending various functions that were planned by the conventioners themselves. So they were very busy times, and as I say, it kept him away from home quite a deal. Also, his when he managed the band and the choir, he was gone for a couple weeks at a time. There were times that he enjoyed, but of course, it would have been nice if he could have been home more.
Yeah.
But he always did take time for vacations, and we spent most of our vacations in our formative years in the Midwest, where my mother's parents and relatives were. My father used to like to work on the farm. It was a way that he could relax and get away from the tensions of work, although he certainly enjoyed his work also, but he liked to drive the tractor and pitch hay and so forth back on the farms in Wisconsin.
So those kind of good family time.
Yes, yes. So we always enjoyed our trips, and that's one thing probably that, although we didn't do a lot of the other things that families do during the summer, such as stay home and play on baseball teams and things like that, we did get a chance to travel, and I think that was a good education itself, in addition to being fun.
You think that's where you got your wanderlust?
Probably, yes. Since then,
you haven't been home too much yourself, have you?
I try to spend a couple months a year at home. But there were, he was devoted to his family when he was home,
yeah.
But as I say, the POU was really his life, and he gave a lot to it, and he felt a sense of responsibility to the people who were attending school, teaching, and people had any connection at all with
he
the university.
Had, before the idea of the extended family came along, he had an extended family.
That's for sure. POU was his, as he has said, was really his life. And at times, I wonder if it wasn't his wife.
Maybe he is.
But it was some of the exciting times that we had as a result of his work at POU was that he did bring a lot of people home, and he was very generous and shared the home with visitors to the school, students. When I was in college, for example, we at least had 2 or 3 students staying with us during the summer, even though we didn't have normal bedroom space. Some slept in the basement and so forth. But that was perhaps one thing that we really appreciated, that was the home was always open to guests. And my mother would sometimes complain, but she, because of all the work she had to do, but she enjoyed it too and enjoyed the people that did come by. So that that's one thing I'm very thankful for.
Mark said that mother often complained about all the traveling, but she really actually enjoyed it quite a bit herself.
Yeah, once she gets out of the house and on the road, then it's fine, but it's just the getting there. My father is very is the one who, I guess, got her there, but once she's gone, she always enjoys it. And I think she also has enjoyed all the guests and so forth, but it's initial thought of the work and so forth.
Your dad's always been interested in international cultures, but especially so the Scandinavian culture. I myself don't come from that tradition, but he seemed very proud of his forebears and his fatherland, so to speak. Do you find that your father was very fond of, and not defensive, but and not bragging either, but not beyond being a little proud of the Scandinavian heritage? How do you feel about that?
Well, yes, he certainly is proud of his roots. His grandfather was born in Norway and immigrated to America in the latter part of the 19th century, as perhaps you know. It seems like almost every year now for the last decade or so, he returns to the Holy Land, or that is Norway, to visit relatives and friends, enjoy himself. He's also had other, besides Scandinavia, he's had other interests. He traveled around the world about 10 years ago with my mother, and at that time he developed an interest in Africa and other third world countries such as India, visiting the missions there and so forth. He's always had an interest in international students, and he and my mother have sponsored students who have attended PIU, helped them out both financially and with a place to stay. And as a result of that, my brothers and I have decided that we'd like to start a scholarship fund for international students in his honor, and we've just begun that in the last few weeks. So we hope that that will grow and will permit more students from throughout the world to attend PIU. Probably the contribution that my father made to the school that stands out in my mind the most is his interest in people and the fact that he took time to remember not only the people of perhaps higher position at the university, but also the others. One day when I was attending PIU, I went over to the coffee shop, and there one of the employees held up a postcard from my father, which he had sent on a trip abroad. And she said, "In my estimation, this raises your father to a high plateau." And I guess at that time I didn't really realize we'd seen my father send these postcards to people back home and so forth. I didn't realize what it had meant to be remembered. So he also took time to visit people in hospitals perhaps on trips. He would stop by and say hello to friends of the school. At times when we got a little tired of this when we were traveling perhaps across country on a vacation, but I'm sure that the people appreciated it, and it resulted in a better image for the school. I don't know if I said that very well.
Jonathan, what are the characteristics that your dad has that made him sort of a natural for snooping out the good story, the good news story. You're an editor at the TNT yourself now. Can you think of the qualities that you saw in him, made him that way?
Well, it was probably, once again, it goes back to his basic interest in people and asking questions and finding out what might be an interesting story. It also, I think, helped him that that he had a good working relationship with the News Tribune while he was the director of public relations. He came down and saw the people, talked to them, without being pushy, but he let them know that PRU was part of the community, and he always had a story interest, he always had a story to suggest to the editor that might be of interest, but he always kept to
the editors
take his advice. not always, and sometimes and sometimes it would make him mad, but he kept his anger at home usually.
The TNT did a very nice spread on him a couple of days ago, and we sure appreciate that. The University on our desk, we're happy about it. Be sure to convey our thanks mm-hmm. to the people involved. Let's see.
Is that off now?
Or? Oh, it's going. It's just about.
Okay. Another thing that I remember about my father is that he always got up early, 5, 6 o'clock, to go over to the school and begin his day, dictating letters, writing stories, or whatever the case. But he was always up early, and I didn't see how he could keep up that pace. And then the day, of course, never ended at 4:30 for him either. But he had a lot of things that he felt responsibility for at the school, and perhaps he felt too much responsibility, and it wasn't all necessary. But he loved the school so much that he thought that he'd be letting them down or not doing his job if he didn't put it at least 10-12 hours a day at the university, and sometimes 14-16. So every day for many years. In recent so I think he probably sleeps in until 7 now, but but he was very conscientious and never left the office until he thought that his work was done.
I'll ask the question, how do you feel about your identification with your dad? Has it been hard to, or how do you handle that?
Well, it was difficult at times because my father was well known when I was attending PRU, and he was also, had worked closely with the News Tribune, for which I began working during college and then full-time right afterwards. So at one time, I got a little tired of being known as Milt's son, but now sometimes he's Jonathan's father. So
there's a good turn of events.
That's for sure.
Well, you've made a good contribution in your own right, and we'll follow in your family's tradition. Footsteps, I'm sure. Your grandfather seemed like a reasonably strong person too. When I read a little bit of the history and saw some mm-hmm. of the pictures of the family, he's very much a patriarch.
Mm-hmm.
And may not rule with an iron fist, but rule he did.
he died before I was born, so I never knew him.
And looking at the pictures. Mm-hmm. Very good. Please tell me about how he got. Remember something about your father's expectations for you?
Well, at one time he said he listed several occupations which he thought I would be good at. Among them was being a Lutheran pastor. Well, that wasn't something that I was interested in. My older brother Mark wasn't interested in that either. So when he got down to Philip, he really had to impress upon him that fact that one better carry on the tradition.
And he did.
And he came through.